Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture, and what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up, and then if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormers concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative.
Well, live and feeder cattle futures should open just a bit higher this morning, supported by follow-through buying, improved technicals, and general cash optimism. On the other hand, though, look for the hogs to start out on a mixed basis thanks to residual selling. That's one hand, the short covering on the other. Now, a few preliminary bids may start to circulate in feedlot country today, but don't really expect anything to develop of any serious interest until tomorrow or Friday. Country psychology continues to firm in terms of higher asking prices. Needless to say, higher futures and cutouts are stoking the fire in this regard. Now, hog buyers are expected to resume work at midweek with bids ranging from steady to about a dollar lower. Carcass value has a firm undertone so far this week, a possible benefit after last week's cutback in production. The ham trade seems especially strong thanks to part in holiday needs later this month. Now, the hog futures should be mixed in the early going, tied to both spillover selling and short covering. Well, at the market, soybean futures dropped about 18 cents yesterday to close the two-lead month under $10 a bushel for the first time in a week as fund selling kicked in amid nervousness about the upcoming election, the Federal Reserve meeting this week, and new data showing a slowdown in construction spending. Wheat markets closed lower, pressured by the corn and soybeans and lower outside markets. Forecasts put rain in the central and southern plains this week and next week, which should ease some of the dry conditions. The November forecast shows below normal chances for moisture there. Corn closed down about 5 cents to finish at a one-week low and below the 20, 100, and 200-day moving averages. Fall harvest moves forward amid reports of big yields and clean grain. USDA late on Monday said the harvest as of Sunday was 75% done, which matched the 5-year average. And again on soybeans, well, had the biggest drop of the three crops with volume leader January at a one-week low, but still above most key moving averages. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, November 4th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time with 19,000 head being offered, 2,800 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and about 1,500 calves on cows. If you want details about specific lots, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Well, on our futures, the live cattle, December up 220 at 105.52. February was up 232 at 106.45. November feeder cattle up 432 yesterday at 126.17. January up 442 at 120.42. December hogs down 150 at 46.45. February down 192 at 52.70. On our grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down a penny, 413 and three quarters. The March down 1 cent, 431 and a half. Chicago wheat, December down 2 cents, 414 and a quarter. March down 2 and a quarter at 431 and a half. December corn down 5 and three quarters at 349. March down 5 cents at 357 and three quarters. And soybeans for January down 18 and a half at 993 and a quarter. March down 18 and a half at $10. December cotton up 44 points, 68.64. March up 39, 69.05. December crude oil down 73, 45.94. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.